प्रातस्मरामि हृदिशं स्फुरदात्मतत्त्वं सच्चित्सुखं परमहंसगतिं तुरीयं यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्मनिष्कलमहं न च भूतसङ्गः विश्वं दर्पणदृश्यमाननगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमयुदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदं प्राङ्निर्विकल्पं पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलनावैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतम् मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महायोगीव यः स्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमयुदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमयुदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमयुदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये स्पर्शान् बाह्यान् बहिः कृत्वा प्राणापानौ नासाभ्यन्तरचारिणौ समौ कृत्वा उपविश्य आसने युञ्ज्याद् योगम् सम् आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् with reference to one's meditation, posture, asanam, and so on, the they don't become different from what we are saying. The external world, keeping it external, bhakhyan bahih krutva. Why should I keep them external? They are already external. Where is my role in keeping them external? That's how they are. The mountains are external. Sun, moon and stars are external. Those mountains and oceans are external to my senses. Trees, animals, all of them are external. My father, mother are external, as people are external. What is my role in keeping them external? Unless they are internal. They are external. Some of them are internal too. Any of them, even misunderstood, like the blue sky, is construed as an existent thing. It is purely internal. That I see a blue sky, that perceived blue sky, that perception as truth. I see, others see. That there is a dome, is purely subjective, internal, understand. That there are nana, that there are many things, not just external to my senses, they are external. And they are many. In reality, many. Has a part internal. There is subjectivity. When I say the physical objects are physical, the matter is matter, not totally true. Internal, external. In fact, whatever we say is external, is internal too. What to talk of? My father is external. I have a version of him which is different from what he has been, he is, he was. His background, his fears, his anxieties. How much I know? Internal. So to mother, brothers, sister, even myself, understanding of myself, so much internal. Is not understood. The internal is not understood, and therefore the internal has one more internal. You better give up. Give up. Give up. Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. This I can understand. All that is Ishvara. All externals, internals, is Ishvara. See the meaning. All-knowing, conscious being, conscious being, whose knowledge like my own knowledge is manifest in the form of space, time, sun and earth and people, trees, birds, in my dream, my own knowledge is manifest. I am a conscious being whose knowledge is the sun, space and time together. Is the sun. Therefore, the sun is me. Time, space are me. Those trees and mountains are me. Those people whom I see are me. Black, white, male, female are all me. Their minds and emotions are me. Their errors and perceptions that are true are me. How true their perceptions are going to be, whatever, they are me. the body I have in the dream is me. The mind senses are me. Is there anything insentient, one small, insentient, inert, jadam, is there any one thing, one small, micro thing, which is insentient in dream? It's all me. The conscious being me. Now, the conscious being whose knowledge is manifest in the form of my mind. With this possibility of creating a world for myself, power given, the given is not different from the giver, Ishwar, conscious being. Me is within the conscious being, Ishvara. Like the people I created in the dream. If someone conducts a meditation among themselves, what that someone would say? Tasmai Namah. This is what I say. My physical body, every cell, the anatomical aspect, the physiological aspect, biological aspect, all of them in the cell are sustained, pervaded, born of orders, Ishvara. Where is me? My father, that relationship, my, is gone. It is within the conscious being, all-knowing. My is also within the conscious being, all-knowing. That father, his body, every cell, is within the physiological, physical, biological order of the conscious being, Ishvara. Conscious being, Ishvara. See the difference between the word Ishvara and when you hear the word conscious being. Ishvara is a single word, needs to be understood. This single word is always glossed over. The unfolding word, Ishvara unfolded. The conscious being, all knowledge manifesting in the form of whatever that is, what is. So-called external, internal, and internal, internal, what is the conscious being, whom we say Ishvara. Tasmai Namaha. Tasmai Namaha. I give up. I just give up. Only Ishvara is. That Mahan Bhutaha, that conscious being, Mahan Bhutaha, limitless conscious being, limitless in knowledge, limitless in pervasiveness, limitless in power, limitless, just limitless, whole, unto the limitless, which pervades me, sustains me, it's such a blessing to know all my follies are not really mine. My follies are not really mine. My follies are not really mine. Guilt-free. Others' follies are not really of others. There are no follies. There are only orders. there is only Ishvara, all-knowing, conscious being. I give up. Tasmai Namaha. Hari Ram. Hare Ram. Hearing takes place. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Shanti, shanti, shanti.